with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking.
The days grow darker with each passing minute as we hear black nationalists and anti-white racists screaming that we're coming for everything you took from us, as if they've ever really done an honest day's work themselves or actually had anyone take anything from them. 9 times out of 10, these radicals are the criminals responsible for the massive crime sprees and the looting that we're currently seeing all across this nation. Good evening. I bid you welcome to tonight's installment of The Edge. Although there's days I wonder if welcome is the right choice of words. I've had a day today that I would trade for any day I ever spent in this life. A dark day, a tremendously dark day. A lot of reasons. I can't even begin to explain them, nor will I bother. And so we move forward. I look around each day, the columns that are written and the things that are posted on Facebook and elsewhere, and I somehow have gotten on the list of a group of people who continue to send out daily updates with so-called news stories, and each one of them is written so foolishly and amateurishly, and every single time I get these things, I hit unsubscribe, and the next day it pops up with a different name on it. It's just ridiculous. But there are some things in common with each and every one of them. Discussions of the elite billionaire oligarchs, Gates, Soros, and others. They have the power, the intent to rule this world, but they can't so long as America still has some free-thinking leaders holding office in Congress and the Oval Office. And our right to keep and bear arms is well defined and protected and defended by conservative Americans. Those few people understand how devastating any move against an armed citizenry in America would be to their planned New World Order, which is precisely the reason we now see Democratic-held states like Virginia moving so forcefully and tyrannically against the people's rights to own firearms. And we're coming to see that this manufactured COVID event was also part of their plan that was staged to introduce societal controls and mechanisms by way of illegal mandates and suspect and fallacious science touted by their globalist ally, Dr. Fauci. And so as the old economy is further decimated, they're also moving to eliminate all cash so every financial transaction can be monitored and taxed and controlled. Aligned with those same ends, the Billionaires Davos Club has also managed to nullify the protests of liberty-minded conservative gun owners by using their radical commie rat bastard Democratic Party allies to suppress their ability to meet privately and publicly by way of social distancing. And Occupy diktats illegally ordered over COVID concerns. And yet at the Democratic Convention, those few that actually did meet and get together, none of them wore masks. And yet those who choose to go to church aren't even allowed to go to church. And yet while all this goes on, much of conservative America has also shifted their focus to the radical anti-American Mau Maus and the Marxists and the Maoists, the useful idiots. And they're setting this country ablaze. I saw a video this morning of an attack on, I believe it was a police department or a city government office that was attacked by the usual cast of thugs in Portland. It was a police department. And the police chief was out there asking people to stop what they were doing and leave. That gutless bastard wouldn't even pull out a gun and start shooting. I'm sorry. Does that offend you? I no longer care. The time has come to stop accepting this and allowing this crap to go on. And these fires aren't just taking place in Portland. Although about 2 hours ago, I saw a map that shocked me. It had nothing to do with cities and had nothing to do with political directly. The number of fires that are taking place on the western end of this country is unbelievable. My wife couldn't understand why. I said, walk outside. Feel the heat. Everything is dried up. We've got bushes that may not make it through this summer. I've got a couple of Italian cypress that I planted some years ago that I'm not sure are going to make it. I'm out there every day making sure these things have got plenty of water. Not just in the well at the bottom. I'm hosing the living daylights out of these things to give them all the moisture, and they keep worsening by the day. People, the fires that are taking place all over this western end of the country, in the mountains, in the forests, in whatever, were shocking to me. Almost from the extreme upper northern border down to the southern border. And why is it so much of it? Because the green lovers don't want the forest touched. We have to let all the dead stuff go back to the earth. And it's all catching on fire. It's destroying the western end of the nation. It is time for America's hard men to come out in the blazing light of the day or the dark of night to do violence against those who would do harm to this good, decent, and most loyal people. I'm going to offend some of you right now. Kill these murdering bastards where they stand before they can murder us or someone we love. And we're seeing it day by day by day, everywhere. I saw a piece about an hour ago that I guess I'd never thought of in that term. Not directly. The number of white women that are getting young girls, young women, that are actually quite good looking, that are being raped, murdered, lit on fire, stuck in bags, thrown in garbage cans after the five or six black thugs have had their nasty way. And there's an interesting factor. The white boys or young men that they kill also happen to be very good-looking kids in most cases. But when it gets crazy, when they start killing little children of their own color, these people don't care. They just want to kill. Well, it's time we lock and load and stand up and say, come on over. Knock on my door, you son of a bitch, because I'll bro your effing brains out. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry if that offended some of you. I'm not worried about offending people anymore. I am offended. At the root of the problem, America and its leaders, including its presidents, have allowed the central banks to play around with interest rates for over two decades, pushing them way too low. Knowing purpose in mind was to build the boom and bust cycles that they and their cronies used to line their own pockets and become ever more wealthy in a very obscene manner. And yet by setting the system to basically run backwards, they set in motion the breakdown and disruption of the normal order of the system. And herds of unicorns have appeared. As investment discipline disappears, wealth becomes virtual, inequality runs rampant, society melts down while markets melt up. And yet, unfortunately for America, COVID-19, a largely and fairly harmless virus, no worse than a bad cold, arrived just in time for the Federal Reserve and the powers that be to seize upon it and hype it as a dire, death-dealing crisis. And it's all become cover for their own malevolent machinations, fiscal malfeasance, incompetence in many regards as well, and frankly, utter criminal activity. Oh, they supposedly created an extra $6 trillion, printing and unfathomably borrowing from China since March, in order to help the average American family. And while that breaks down to $46,000 per family, the average family only received $2,000 or $3,000, depending on their particular set of circumstance. Who received the remaining $5 trillion? Well-connected corporate monopolies, hedge funds, Wall Street banks, billionaire oligarchs. Well, look, there's nothing wrong with being wealthy, okay? But it is immoral to give public money to corporations and private individuals to prevent them from going broke, especially after they have repeatedly utilized such egregious and irresponsible spending and investment practices. Come on, let a business succeed or fail on its own merit and the smart use of resources, materials, and labor by its managers or even the abuse of all the same. And the same goes for individuals, especially when they refuse to act in a financially responsible fashion by working regularly, holding a job, saving their money for rainy days, you know, the bad times. I've shared this with you before. When that stimulus money first hit the streets, oh my God, brand new colored televisions loaded in the back of pickup trucks. They were fairly new, many of whom were owned by people who came to this country legally or otherwise at south of the border in many cases. Oh yeah, you drive through neighborhoods and empty boxes out there in the street ready for trash pickup that 60, 70-inch televisions in them. Of course, the economic lockdowns have created a new unnecessary dynamic, right? Harms even the best of workers. But this is the intention of the hardcore commies of our country as they seek to destroy the independent middle class and their businesses so that those people will be forced to work for the large corporations and be held more dependent on those who would be king, whether in government or the corporations of crony capitalists. The Marxists of America seek to reduce all Americans to serfdom, living on the most meager of handouts. Crony capitalists, such as Ayn Rand's character Wesley Mausch in Atlas Shrugged, are the bane of human existence. They always subvert and suppress the slightest bit of individual liberty. And it is those proponents of true capitalism, like Hank Reardon, were the examples of that all America should want their children to emulate if they wish to ever truly live as free men and women. To illustrate how sick and corrupt the latest bailouts have been, Trump's closest friends and family even profited to some great degree during this economic crisis, reeking to high heaven of the worst sort of economic fascism, the picking of winners and losers and crony capitalism. Observer Holdings, owned by the brother-in-law of Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, received $1 million to protect 41 jobs. Princeton Forestall, Esplanade Livingston, two holdings controlled by the Kushner family, received a combined total approaching $2 million. Of course, then there's Mark Kasavitz, top lawyer to Trump during the special counsel's Russia investigation, whose business, Kasavitz Benson Torres, LLP, was guaranteed to receive between $5 and $10 million from Citibank. All of this from a man who bragged about making between $10 and $30 million a year. Oh, let's see, Kushner, Kasavitz. Oh, yeah, I begin to see the idea, don't you? I vague. Is it any wonder that many people, especially conservatives, are angry? Especially after witnessing Obama do the exact same thing in 2008? People, today's markets in Silicon Valley especially specialize in unicorns. You know what a unicorn is? That was the horse with the horn on its forehead? They've been stuffing that unicorn's horn in places I don't wish to discuss on the air. We're the ones in pain. Unicorns create new companies that hold little value. They don't actually build assets or do anything useful at all. But shortly after the early funding and an initial public offering is made regarding these companies' shares, these knaves exit, they take their profits, they run for the hills. This is what's wrong in America. Everything is upside down, and the abnormal and unthinkable is routinely viewed as normal today. It's no longer like Marty Feldman's character in Young Frankenstein. Abby Normal, I think it was. As we talked about earlier, the looters of America aren't just the Antifa and BLMs and their supporters. No, they also reside in the halls of government, the board seats of Federal Reserve Bank, corporate boards, etc. As noted by Veronica DeRughi, senior fellow at the Mercatus Center, a company wants a special privilege from the government in exchange for political support in future elections. And if the company is wealthy enough, the company will get its way, and the politicians will get another private sector ally. You see, the few cronies win at the expense of everyone else, the expense of you and I. But in the overall scheme of things, in the long haul, essentially bad things do happen. Because government interests collude with business in a corrupt system that distorts incentives. And of course, all the normal people of America who believe our founding principles must shape our society are horrified to witness demon crap mayors and governors across the country allowing their cities to be looted and burned upon the false narrative of systemic racism. And then Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they continue to threaten and attack conservative Americans and any independent, free-thinking American who attempts even the slightest opposition of their intimidation tactics and violent message. We're sickened and angered at the sight of people being told that they cannot move freely about their towns and are pulled from their vehicles and very nearly murdered by these domestic bastards who demand that everyone swear allegiance to their new anti-capitalism or anti-white communist agenda for America, all of which is being funded by Soros, his Democrat Party allies like Kimberly Gardner, Tim Walz, Kate Brown, Ted Wheeler, Lori Lightfoot, who I think is a little light in the head, Jenny Durkin, Bill de Blasio, and let's not forget China, in their attempt to subvert our republic and implement their new world order. Isn't it curious that none of the lockdown orders, the mask mandates, or the calls for economic sacrifice applies to the radicals of Antifa or BLM as they burn the police union halls in the American cities to the ground, all because they hate President Trump or our founding principles and America herself? I don't know. Those who still love America value traditional America, our Judeo-Christian values, the founding principles. We value reason. We value the individual, the sort of freedom and liberty that created America's system of governance that also initially created so much individual prosperity and liberty for more people than any other system in the history of mankind. More than this, we also recognize that any society rejecting the reasoning mind, the intelligent logic, preaching self-sacrifice and worshiping the collective, soon creates something kind of like Nazi Germany. One of our listeners said he was walking home last night with his wife. They were happy to see no one was wearing a mask. It's interesting, I made a comment to someone, Neil, last night. I don't know what the conversation was about, how it came up about, but my statement had to do with masks, that masks are the kind of thing that thieves and burglars are known for having worn. And now we're all expected to cover our faces up. That way more thieves and murderers and burglars can rape and rob and kill this entire country. And then some of these guys get their masks taken off, and my God, their picture is posted up in the, not the post office, but it's online everywhere. These people are going underground. They're hardened. They're hiding hard. It's unbelievable. The current riots in our streets and all the destruction, it's not a product of a failure of politics. Oh, no, they're proceeding just as planned and facilitated by their masters and those in power who are using them to push the Marxist and Maoist communist agenda. These anti-American families from within see virtue as one submitting to all their phony ideas centered in the sin of being white or white privilege or reparations for slavery, along with the censoring and the erasure of all founding principles and conservative ideas, essentially demanding that we willingly accept our own demise at their hands, where little to no mercy ever reveals itself. Nothing is out of bounds to these evil bastards, not the passive men they dropkick in the head, attempting murder, or even elderly women they douse in paint and abuse, who bravely stand up to them and against the tyranny they seek to impose. Too many of my countrymen cannot see beyond the current fictions of the hyped COVID crisis. And the false systemic racism narrative, because they believe what they have been told by communists and the out of context words and cleverly edited videos that have turned their perceptions into their reality. Many others are simply cowards, willfully blind to the facts, or maybe just delusional. There are those who are unprepared for what is just over the horizon. And as the truth becomes apparent, they will have waited until it's too late, with their desperation dancing in the public arena like a circus of the macabre. And they become merely the walking dead. The good, the decent Americans are beyond tired of the sight of our society disintegrating and crumbling before our very eyes, being destroyed by her domestic terrorists, by her elected officials, all in the same motion, and especially over the last 3 to 5 months. They're responsible citizens of this nation, the producers. We are having our livelihoods destroyed and our very lives threatened by the looters and the communist Mau Maus of Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, the brutish and nasty people. Self-loathing whites and black nationalist races from the underbelly of the worst criminal and radical elements of our society, who believe that they are owed a living and care and finances from the taxpayers. They don't give a damn about the lives of anyone outside of their tribe, and they're an existential threat to free society. Liberty-minded Americans are not going to be able to vote their way or vote to vote this away, not this radical agenda and a better future for America. This next few months is going to determine the future of America and her long-term prospects, if there are any. There's a lot of possible results that are conceivable, and they're all bad for the most part. And compromise nor mercy will be the order of the day, especially on the side of the radicals. And the conservatives should take heed and likewise refuse to compromise with this growing evil. Time is growing short, and a massive conflagration of violence is imminent. This makes me think of the movie Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. His buddy, basically horribly maimed and eventually killed by Little Bill's men. Eastwood's character walks into the bar. They're all kind of gabbing away, having a good old time. And they ask him what he's doing here. He says, "I'm here to kill you." You know, the scene is quite interesting how it evolves afterwards. But you've got to think in these terms. Free thinking people of this nation must reject any further tolerance of the Marxist ideology whose adherents now actively seek our destruction and our deaths, and eradicate it from the public arena from this day forward, treating it as the enemy it represents. And rather than simply shrug and throw one's hands in the air in despair, as American police forces stand down in many cities and towns, show some spine, fight back. And I do mean to literally fight back, tooth and nail, even to the point of planting some of these commies 6 feet under the ground, if they attack anyone supporting freedom and liberty in traditional America, and harm them in a manner that threatens their life. Since our nation's future and America's very survival is at risk. Harsh words. Much needs to be said. I thank my friend Justin, just in case. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple moments. Just come about, a dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs on the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in America.
Merle. Town.
What
this
happened?
Guy was amazing. But his poetry transcended to music, which transcended to the things that we needed to hear and listen to and understand. Through a kind of I was searching for something on Federal Observer some days ago, and I came across a column that I'd actually published there over 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Trump had been in office for, just over a year at that point in time. didn't seem to have any real issues that we saw. I mean, there were some things. They were trying to go after him with the Russia collusion and all this other garbage, which is interesting because it's all being proven that it's the Biden with the in his family with the Ukrainian stuff, and it's just, it's crazy. Those who do the loudest accusing are actually the ones that are guilty of the thing they're screaming about. But this article was quite amazing. I decided to bring it back to the front page of Federal Observer, and I'm going to share it with you now because it's a, I guess, a good follow-up to that which we've just discussed. It's entitled The Six Stages of the New World Order to Start the Civil War in the United States. My opening comment stated that the Kenyan king is gone, but we are closer today than at any time in our life. Antifa, BLM, impeachment, gun grab legislation, murder by abortion, the kidnapping of children by the likes of Epstein and others. Oh yeah, war is just around the corner. Every cozy little corner, my friends. Beginning in 2008, a conspiracy long at work behind the scenes of this government will make its first overt move. And the conspirators plan to create a dictatorship in the United States, suspend our Constitution, and attempt to confiscate all guns and firearms in American homes. Executive actions of Obama were signs of this being implemented. Stage one would be to create civil unrest in major U.S. cities like New York, Chicago, Detroit, etc. And that would be preceded by a month of subliminal programming via television and other media to condition the people for civil war in this nation. Press releases released by Time Warner, a Rockefeller corporation, by the way, and five other corporate-owned media moguls would further inflame the citizens of this country and further the causes of civil unrest. Stage two, expected to be ready to take effect two summers ago. Special agents of the conspiracy, masquerading as police, might open fire on American people standing to defend the Constitution and their constitutional rights. Other agents will set off incendiary bombs as they did recently in the Occupy movement, which essentially was a test case that surpassed the expectations of the conspirators. Special agents masquerading as police massacred blacks and minorities and fired at the real policemen, which brought in more police, and the riots escalated, and inner-city gangs, already fully armed, joined in the fray. This happened over 2 years ago. You don't remember, huh? Where you been? Sleeping? The real police were vastly outnumbered. They could not handle the rioting. The National Guard was called on and fired upon by other special agents masquerading as gang members, who subsequently enlisted other gang members to fight the police and National Guardsmen. Stage three. The riots continued with many Americans slaughtered in major cities. The globalist plans that were in effect would usher in the UN peacekeeping force. Also, a growing number of reports of UN military equipment being seen passing through U.S. communities on trains and trucks, etc., have been surfacing in recent years. Recent years, my ass. I've been watching it for 20 years. A lot of reports of National Guardsmen working with UN troops, undergoing specialized house-to-house search and seizure training and urban warfare tactics. The author was also told that two men who managed to sneak into a federal military plane graveyard outside of Phoenix had come across several freight train boxcars in which they discovered what they estimated to be from between 2 and 3 million brand new shackles that were apparently being stored there just waiting to be used. By the way, there's a series of videos that we've attached to this article that we've got published. One of them even says, this video contains extremely sensitive and disturbing content. Make sure you take all precautions before pressing play. The article goes on to say, President George Bush, in a speech to Congress on September 11th, said, the war in Iraq is a rare opportunity to move toward a historic period of cooperation. One of those troubled times, a new world order can emerge. And then in his September 21st, 1992 speech to the UN, Bush announced that foreign troops would occupy America and train for a new world order army. The video is attached as well. Stage four. If the rioters take over scenario failed to materialize into a national emergency and a new world order takeover at that time, New World Order advocates will create yet another crisis to further their agenda. For some reason, they're desperate to bring about the New World Order takeover of the United States. That is definitely their goal. And if all else fails, they may attempt an all-out United Nations invasion, using whatever possible means they can to justify such a UN operation. Now, some of the things that this writer's talked about did not take place that we know of during 2018. But then COVID comes along. It begins to make you put two and two together, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Keep in mind, if UN troops do pour into this country, mostly mercenaries who have fought in Syria, Libya, African nations, other hot spots previously, and the butchery of those troops is well documented. Stage five, well-planned crash of the stock market would occur. Dramatic drop to at least 1,500 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, along with the crash of the U.S. dollar, which we're witnessing happen every single day. Events like this will be planned to further weaken, panic, and confuse the population, followed by a failure in the U.S. food chain delivery system, and food shortages will follow, and it's already begun to happen. And wow, the article we shared earlier in the week that we published over at Morgana Precious Metals, it talked about the massive amount of food that the government has stockpiled. Oh, this goes beyond the cheese and peanut butter of the 1970s. Hey, man, it's not your cheese. This is huge. Stage six. The Constitution of the United States will be suspended, and the people will now be living under martial law in a totally fascist state. And yet, 2 years later, we've got people telling us anti-fascist. It's unbelievable. We could. The closing line of this article that we published in March of 2018, written by a guy claiming to be, his name is Josie Wales. We know that's a made-up name. He says, we have no way of knowing that these things will happen. We hope and pray that they do not. But if any of the above should occur, you can rest assured the balance of this evil scenario will follow. Their two main immediate goals are disarm American citizens and suspend our Constitution. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. I got it. People, this may have been written 2 years ago. Could have been written 5 years ago. It doesn't really matter. It's all coming to pass. We're watching it day by day by day. How can you not see it? How can others in this country not see it? Because they don't want to see it. As many of you know, I like to look at comments left on written articles by their readers. Someone named Trell just weeks ago left the comment that we have been dehumanized in the media. Our sex is now binary. Things are clinical. This is AI taking over. Our morals, our family values have failed. I think we were hijacked a while ago. If you look at what the media has pushed us to eat and the habits, they all lower our immune system. Sugar, pasteurization, sterilization, etc., etc. It's led us to this point. And the agenda here is to merge nanotechnology with humanity to create a master brain. And once that chip from Gates is implanted and 5G rolls out, it's game over or game on. You're a cyborg slave. And sadly, your soul will be trapped, never to die, as the nanobot inside of you will keep you alive forever and change your DNA and atomic structure and blah, blah, blah. I'm not getting off of the scientific stuff. This guy really isn't enjoying watching science fiction movies. But Erlene said, all of what we talked about is happening. People are beginning to wake up. Will enough people wake up? And will they do something about what they've awakened to? It's unbelievable, people. Simply unbelievable. We could go on and on and on. Kim says, of course, all this is going to happen. Not because George Sr. says so. It's biblical prophecy. They've got to strike hard now because the elites have all the other countries under control. They need to bring down America. That's why they seeded the Kenyan and seeded all the others to systemically bring this place down. We're just about there. The last straw was the influx of illegals and Muzzies, Muslims. They're using our laws against us, spreading their beliefs and dress codes on us. Now, this is quite interesting. Because allegedly, this article that I just shared with you was written and published in March of 2018. I take that back. I just made an error. It was March of 2016. Now we begin to understand. Oh, yes. The Kenyan was very much in charge. But then, he appears to still be so. The mouth that roared, the everything that comes out of his wife's, or her husband's wife's mouth, whatever the case may be, I don't know. Him, her, it, you know, I'll be nice. Something's grossly wrong here, people. All right, so everything did not come down at the point in time where this guy thought it was going to come down, but ignore all that we've shared with you. And it will be our downfall. March of 2016. So now this thing appears dated 4+ years ago. Yes, the Kenyan is out of the White House, but he's not gone. The question is, how much longer are we going to stand still? We're going to sit around and wait for the election? Or is that the game plan? Well, we'll just sit back and see what's going to happen and who wins the election. Let me make this real plain and simple, people. It doesn't matter. We, the people, are going to lose this election. I don't care who wins. I don't care who is going to reside in the White House. I'm sick of it all. I'm fed up with it all. I go to sleep with headaches. I'm waking up with headaches. Massive stress. Because they see how rapidly, day by day by day, that it's taking place. And it's not good. Absolutely not good at all. And yet the average American sees nothing, says nothing, does nothing. As for me, I'm fed up with it all. Absolutely fed up with it all. What the? What the heck is this? A picture of a little girl graduating from fifth grade, no, man, they got her dressed. They got their daughter dressed like a slut. Unreal. None of this ends. None of this ends at all. Kamala says we have to have a mandatory gun buyback program. Sure, come on over. Be glad to pay you. Front barrel, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure that offended some. I can't be that concerned. I'm angry. I saw this today. I couldn't believe it. Arizona has the new Democratic superintendent of Arizona Public Education. This looks like a guy that got turned into a girl, right? I mean, but ugly. She hates the Bible so much so she swore her oath on a Dr. Seuss book. And amongst her agenda, pushing sex education on kindergartners, which includes teaching them how to masturbate and sexual positions. Also wants to put makeup on the boys to allow them to have a sexuality choice. How do people like this get elected to office in this country? Why is the public not standing up and demanding she be removed from office? It's unbelievable. It's each and every day this is what we're coming across. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, 38. Yeah, I see 38. That can have any number of meanings. They made good movies in 38. Oh, please, come on. Well, by the way, tomorrow, chapter 3 of our series, Fascism, Judgment on Washington. Remember, if there are any commercial references into it, offering CDs or tapes by me in this reproduction, this re-airing, do ignore them. None of those things are available any longer. Those are old phone numbers, old addresses. Everything in that. This thing was recorded 20 years ago, people. But the meaning and the commentary is there, still ready to go. So I hope you'll tune in tomorrow night, Friday, and for Chapter 3. And we'll have three more to go afterwards. I'm getting some interesting feedback. I'm still getting feedback from the Cast a Giant Shadow series that we aired a few weeks ago. I think we aired that two nights in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, good Lord. We're just about out of time. And I'm sitting here looking at stuff. I don't even want to go on Facebook. I made a comment on Facebook tonight that I reached a point that I almost want to completely drop out. Facebook, websites, programming, everything. Been a lousy day, but as always, B.B. King and John Mayer. Take care of yourselves. Good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Benton.
These silent days of the open hand, we will not be the last. Look around now, these are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves
won't stop us, I'm not sure. If we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. To what she can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. This is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you'll find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day, cause nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.